Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome in. Hour number two of The Usual Suspects starts now. Nick, Barry, Joel in the studio. It's a Tuesday. Way back Wednesday themes. Shockingly, Brother Bear has already suggested one. Weather related.
I know at some point we're going to get to NCAA and the ruling out in
Bring
Cali.
It now if you want.
Well, I want to get to something else that I saw earlier this morning.
Okay, from... onesie. Bring it.
What is onesie?
The one and two and...
Oh, so I'm not allowed to pick a topic?
No, you do it all the time. What? Go. I'm for it. God. Let's
that
go.
That only applies to reads and giveaways.
Oh,
I'm allowed to bring up a topic on the show.
No, you're not allowed. To
not
do
just
that,
not
sir.
Just. Okay. Well, allowed. I'll be in the hall if you're not just not just allowed.
Bye, Barry. Nice knowing you, bud.
You're the leader in the clubhouse, brother. What do you got? So we're gonna table NCAA for now. What do you got?
So I saw Holly because you know sometimes you see other people tweet stuff. And on your feed, right?
XO Holly or
yeah, Holly Eagles fan
Holly Saunders.
And I saw I don't follow Holly Saunders.
It's a mistake. Go ahead.
I saw her tweet to Anthony Duckett on Twitter, and Anthony follows me. So I also went back. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this popped up twice now. And this was Anthony's tweet, and it says, "For any Cowboys fan who wants to tell me how the Texans suck, just keep one thing in mind. We played the Saints with Breeze and lost 30-28. You guys lost to the Saints without Breeze and only scored a measly 10 points. Case closed. Do yourself a favor and be quiet." And the problem that I have with this, besides the wheeze, that we played this and we won that and we scored this and we did that. The problem that I have with this is typical. Now, I'm speaking as a Texans fan. Mm-hmm. I'm also speaking as an Aggie fan. But this is typical Texan and Aggie loser mentality.
Now, when you speak as a Texans fan and an Aggies fan, will you use we or us?
No.
Okay.
Oh, as fans, yes.
Okay.
We as Texans fans have a loser mentality.
You individually?
No. Okay. Texans fans in general, because this is the kind of stuff that we say. We didn't lose as bad as you did, so we're better than you. We're just better at losing than you. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Here's the problem. And we talked about this a while back with Bill O'Brien and the whole GM situation with the Texans and everything. Until Texans fans and Aggie fans. Aggie, listen up. But until Texans fans and Aggie fans shake this whole loser mentality that, well, we didn't lose that bad. At least we didn't lose like the Longhorns did. Or at least we didn't lose like the Cowboys did. You're going to be losers. You have to start holding this team accountable, this organization accountable, and get rid of this loser mentality that plagues this city in sports. We no longer have that with the Astros, do we? As fans, we're no longer caught in that loser mentality. We expect our team to go out there and win. We just got through saying, is it going to be a huge disappointment if they don't win the World Series? Yes. But now we're like, well, we didn't lose as bad as the Cowboys to the Saints, so... cool. No one can talk trash to us. You should be pissed. It doesn't matter what the Cowboys do. That has no material effect on what your football team did on the field. It's just, it's sad that our fan base in this city has that kind of mentality.
Well, here's the other thing with the fan base is act like you've been there before.
But they haven't. This organization has never won.
Well, you won divisions.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about because you're talking about.
Oh, great.
You're talking about one.
You won a division. A crappy division.
You're talking about matchups and trying to compare yourself to the Cowboys, right? But if you just carry yourself in a certain way and don't let yourself get bogged down by this either way, when you're winning, hey, Act like you've been there before. When you're losing, say, hey, it's cyclical. We're going to bounce back. But the same way I said when Astros fans spent a whole far too much time worrying about what Mariner fans had to say about them in the last week of the regular season. They're the Mariners and they suck, and you're the best team in baseball. Stop worrying about that. But I get, you know, and the other thing is, it's like all of this stuff, and social media just blows this thing up to another level. But the fact that you should be worried about your own season. Yeah, you could be 3-1, but you're not. You also could be 1-3. But the fact of the matter is, just worry about your next game on the schedule and trying to get to a certain level so you're not just, what you said, just a periodic division champ that bows out quickly so you can build it up to something better. But the fact that you're constantly, instead of worrying about the windshield and the rearview mirror, you're looking to the side going, what did the Cowboys do? Well, comparing the two losses, we had a better loss. You still lost. It's stupid. But that's the same way it's stupid because with Saints fans bragging to Cowboys fans, and we had all that going too. Did you? I don't know if you got this or not. All the people from Louisiana that started comparing the difference between the two states and going, you know what? You guys in Texas, before you start getting all braggadocious, should realize who wins the championship between Texas and Louisiana because Texas beat LSU. Saints beat Texans.
What's wrong with that, though?
Tulane beat U of H.
I don't understand what's wrong with that.
Go ahead.
No, I don't understand what's wrong with
that. He was just making, he was trying to make a point that all the Louisiana teams, that was like, is that from the Walt tweet?
It's from...
Because Walt tagged us on a tweet basically identical to that.
But what's wrong with that?
And other people were doing that, too.
What Walt is saying is that all these teams that I root for are winners, and they beat all these teams. What I'm talking about is if...
No, I get you what you're saying. You're right.
But, so if you win, talk your mess. Talk your crap. That's fine. But don't talk crap when you lost, but your loss wasn't as bad as another loss, or in your mind it wasn't as bad. That's just a loser mentality.
That
in this
weak.
Organization, in this city.
That's weak sauce.
As a fan base, I've had that for far too long.
I don't know. I also think because of social media, people are too quick to talk crap about anything.
But that's sports, though. I mean, you should talk mess if your team wins. You don't think that Astros fans should be talking mess to Rangers fans?
Not to the Mariners. Or they should be
Why?
Worried about...
They're division foes. You don't talk crap if the Packers go
I
to
don't.
The playoffs.
And you know this. I don't. The one thing I won't do, even before
you
the Bears...
You trash the Bears on a weekly basis.
No, I do
basis.
Not. No, I don't. No, wait a minute. I'm talking about the weeks of the game, the week of the game and leading up to it. And you can ask Pick
you
Me Mike, who's a Bears
awful
fan
and they
and everything.
Weren't even playing them when they were playing the Vikings.
No, their offense is awful with Mitch Trubisky, yes. But I also said their defense was Super Bowl caliber and was outstanding. I'm going to be honest in evaluating the team, but I'm going to tell you right now, I never talk mess about the opponent. Holly didn't hear from me during Eagles week. I have other friends that are fans of the different teams that play for. They can talk mess to me all they want
That's
and bash
the fun
my
side
team.
Of it,
I'm not doing it.
But if you're...
It's the act like you've been there before.
No, if you're on top... I mean, that's fine that you – I just don't believe – if you're on top, if your team – if the Astros are dominating their division and they have a natural – it's a natural rivalry and what's developed into an on-the-field rivalry with the Rangers, that's a lot of R's that I just tried to say. You should absolutely be talking mess to – because
I'm from the mentality of don't start none, won't be none.
But that's the fun of sports.
If I'm sitting on top – then you can talk all you want, but guess what? Just look at the scoreboard. Look at the standings.
No. Here's the thing. If the Texans would have beat the Cowboys in the regular season, then I would have been like, yeah, that's a great tweet because the team you root for beat the team you're talking trash to. Great. But you're talking about two teams that have something in common, and that is a loss.
I get what you're
silly.
Saying in that regard, yes. But I just took it to the other level of with social media. There's far too much crap talking amongst mediocre and crappy
sports,
teams.
Though, Joel.
It doesn't have to be.
Why?
All the time.
That's half the fun.
That's your opinion.
Talking trash to a Rangers fan.
There's something to be said.
You just have to
about,
remember, like you said, it goes both ways. When the Astros were losing 100 games a season, you don't think Rangers fans were dogging the hell out of Astros fans? Absolutely, they were. So guess what? The tables have turned.
That's your opinion. My
it depends though, because I did run into some Rangers fans in L.A. and they could not have been. They're literally telling me, "Don't worry about the Dodgers. Don't worry about the Yankees." They're literally telling me that.
You know, it's funny that you say that too, because I think that there is something to be said for the people that I meet in Dallas and the people that I know from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They're not if the Astros or the Texans or the Rockets are in a championship, they're happy for the state of Texas. They're rooting and the Spurs too. They're for some reason down here, it's us
against the world.
It's
yeah.
us versus all y'all, and we just can't root for anyone else in the state. And that I also don't understand. I mean, I grew up hating the Cowboys and hating the Spurs and hating the Mavericks and all that stuff. But I couldn't bring myself to root for the Cowboys. But I'm not going to hate on them if they make a World Series. I mean, a Super Bowl, or if the Rangers make a World Series. But yeah, it's weird that teams or people in Dallas will root for the Astros.
I mean, he saw my Astros cap. He's like, "You're a proud Astros fan." I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, why not? They won a couple years ago. I mean, I think we have a lot to be proud of. You know, like as a fan, like why wouldn't I?" And he was like, "Yeah, I would too, but I wouldn't even." I said, "I just, you know, there's some other teams out there that they might, you know, have some trouble with." He's like, "Don't worry about the Dodgers. Don't worry about the Yankees." I mean, he couldn't have been more positive about the situation. And both of them,
you ain't getting that from a Houston fan to a dude wearing a Rangers hat. I promise you that.
Yeah, they were both in Rangers gear too.
Were they?
Yeah.
Well, I just think I just want the fans in this city to get away from this loser mentality, and I see it all the time with Aggie fans. As Aggie fans are just like, "Oh, well, you know, but we held our own against Alabama. You lost by two touchdowns. You lost by 14 points. Yeah, but look how bad Auburn got beat." What? It's frustrating to see a fan base be okay with that. Okay. Stop being okay with it.
I can see your point on you both lost.
Yeah.
I totally get that part of it, and that's where it ends.
Aaron Spina said, "Even their Hurricanes are better." In Louisiana, even their Hurricanes are stronger.
See, that's the thing that pissed me off, too, when people cross the line.
Better Hurricanes.
Remember that, when they crossed the line on social media and all that?
That's different, yeah.
That's that kind of stuff, too, that, again, just pisses me off.
I'm with you.
So, all right. We'll continue to roll on. You got that out there, so we'll see if there's any backlash or feedback on that. And continue to roll. We also got to get to that NCAA issue, because it was a big deal yesterday.
Yeah,
that's become an even bigger deal. It's not going away today, and it's not going away anytime soon. So we can talk about that as well. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, well, join us, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter, and we'll be happy to make you a suspect and bring you in on the show. Back with much more right here on ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the first half of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It is Nick, Barry, and Joel in the studio. Kicking around a lot of different topics. One, because we were so busy yesterday, we didn't get to this college scandal that is going to be a bigger deal as the days go on. But California passed a law, and the governor actually signed it on LeBron's HBO show, in the barbershop, by the way, where California is going to allow athletes to retain the rights to their likeness and to make appearances and such to make money while they're playing college athletics. NCAA is staunchly against this. They have vowed to fight this. It's going to be a big, big deal. And we've talked about, from a recruiting standpoint, from just the way colleges are aligned with conferences and the tournament and everything else, it's going to have long, far-reaching effects on everything going forward. But we didn't talk about it. I know this morning it got so heated between Granato and Lance that were, like, pounding the desk and blowing up brakes.
Pounding the desk?
There was some desk pounding. There was a lot of back and forth.
Who won? Who won between those two?
Who
was not really a winner or a loser?
There is. I always win in our arguments. Who,
is that what Nora says?
What side was Lance on, and what side was John on?
Lance was firmly in the corner of, he's against paying the allowing the athletes to use their likeness and otherwise to make money, because he said, of course, the star quarterback and the NBA prospect basketball player is going to get all the money in the world, but you're missing out on all the lawsuits that are going to be filed by the golfer and the women's softball player and all these other things, because they're getting screwed. And he said it's terrible. And John's argument was, it's already going on under the table. You might as well let them do it above board with some kind of rules and regulations, but it makes sense.
Well, I mean, so what do you think? Because I disagree with both of them, actually. Yeah, the kids are getting paid under the table, but that's not what this bill is for. They're not going to get paid by the school. They can go out and get an endorsement deal with a local car dealership.
But right? That's kind of happening now under the table.
Okay, but now, I mean, this allows them, and as far as Lance's argument about the pro golfer, guess what? Be the best pro golfer ever. Be Tiger Woods.
No, you don't college think, golfer.
College golfer. You don't think Tiger Woods wouldn't have got endorsement deals when he was at Stanford? Absolutely he would have. Just be the best in the world at it. And it's not the star quarterback's fault that you're not good at what you do or as good as he is. Why would he have to suffer now?
Here's my take on it, okay? And I've said this all along. I don't like the fact that, and I get that everybody's going to say they're actually getting paid because they're getting an education, okay? But here's my thing. When you're talking about the jersey sales of a guy that clearly has had his number, and in a lot of cases, they'll even put his name on the back, and I go back to the Fab Five as my number one exhibit for all you guys, that when you see those jersey sales, and even the socks and the baggy shorts and all the things that Michigan made millions upon millions, about millions of dollars, and so did Nike, and those guys couldn't even have enough money to go on a date and buy a pizza, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. I also believe that just like someone that's a best-selling author that enrolls in a university, that college is not going to be able to control their likeness, their signature, anything like that. So I believe that if you've created, so much to your point with Tiger Woods, though, if you've created your own image,
your own buzz,
your own marketing machine that people identify with, then you should profit from that and not the university. Okay? And just to finish on that, Nick, and I'll give it to you. My finishing point is always going to be, you say you gave the kid a university. You know what he gave you? Fame, fortune, and notoriety as a university, as a program in football, because you're getting national TV and people watched Alabama because of Tua, or they actually watched this team because of that guy. So there's a trade-off there already. So don't tell me that the trade's done and they should just reap the benefits of your image and your likeness and your signature. Right. That's my feeling.
And you have to kind of create your own likeness. Remember, when you have likeness, it doesn't mean you're the best player at whatever sport that you're doing. And that's the problem, I think, that they're talking to. The best golfer at the college level may not be very liked. It's really hard to create a buzz around that guy. And therefore, he probably won't get the endorsement, even if he is that good. And that's going to go for a lot of the women players in college. That's going to go for people who are in swimming. Even if you're the best at what you do, there's a good chance you're not going to get an endorsement because nobody knows who you are. And you didn't create yourself any likeness, but not everybody has that personality. In football, your performance can help you create likeness because the brutality of the sport, the fact that it's such a more popular sport than everything else, and people naturally are drawn to up-and-coming football players, basketball players. I mean, Zion had an incredible buzz, but there's a lot of other players on that team that nobody knows. And I think the likeness is the whole part. If you, for whatever reason, whether it's performance-based or it's because your personality, grow likeness to the point where the school is getting money, you deserve it. That's just how I feel about it.
Go, Barry. What do you got?
See, my thing is we want to have it both ways, I feel like, sometimes. And to me, this all starts and ends with the greed of the NCAA. Mm-hmm. They are pissed that these kids are going to actually start getting a cut. And it's really not even their cut. You're talking about getting an endorsement deal, and to your point about the golfer not getting the same buzz that the star quarterback does, guess what? There are still golf shoes and golf clubs and all those things, and that's a whole other market that you can use these volleyball players. If you've got the best volleyball player in the world and she plays at UCLA, you know, you're going to use her to promote whatever volleyball shorts or sneakers or whatever it is that's in that business. Every sport has sporting goods equipment that they want to sell. So there's the opportunity there. But why would you punish somebody else for their ability to market themselves and make money? It's not taking a cut. You're not getting any money from the NCAA, so it's not affecting their bottom line. So why would they care? I think the big argument is, well, it's not fair. This, you know, you've got Tua over here getting a $50,000 endorsement deal. What is Alabama? That has nothing to do with Alabama, and it doesn't have anything to do with the NCAA. Now, if you're going to start using the whole, well, but boosters pay them, that's Granato's point. That already happens. But what you're saying now is Tua can go to wherever he wants and Gatorade can say, hey, Tua, we want to give you money because people know who you are. and we want to put you in a Gatorade commercial and pay you. And he can do that now. And the only reason I'm super jazzed about this is because now NCAA college football can come back and be on EA Sports.
Yeah, it will. But I'm here's the way I look at it from a jersey perspective. You're still using the colors, the official uniform of the college, so they can get a cut of that, right?
And they already will.
Yeah, but let's be honest in saying you're not just going to put number one on a jersey because you think you're the best team in the country. It's because if your quarterback's wearing number one. Mm-hmm. Or if, you know, you're not just going to put the year or double zeros or all those different things. So split that. But this was a big deal in the NBA a few years. Remember when they used to do the animated cartoon T-shirts of the different teams that won the title and all that? And the player said, that's our likeness. Mm-hmm. Now, you can market the hell out of the logo of the team that wins it. But when you start putting our faces and our likeness on these shirts,
yeah,
then you can't control that. And that's the thing where the NCAA, like you said, the NCAA is just a cash cow. And they're like, we're reaping in all this money because of the fact that we've got a monopoly that these kids can't get out of. Now they can get out of it. Now, the only thing that when you were talking, the only thing I can see could be an issue is you can make an appearance at a sporting goods company. If you sign a deal and say you're playing for a Nike school and you sign a deal with Adidas, now that's a sticky situation.
No,
because
that's in the bill.
Because that's,
you can't do that. That's in the bill.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say that's going to go against the university and the uniforms.
If you're playing in North Carolina and Adidas is pursuing you, you can't go out and sign a deal with Adidas because Carolina's already with Jordan Brand. So you can't do that. That's in the but in this case, obviously it's California, not North Carolina, but I'm just using an example because you can't go and get an endorsement deal with someone that's a competitor of the school you play
for. That's good.
So I'm now you could go and get a Jordan Brand deal. You absolutely could do that if your team is sponsored by Jordan Brand.
But the same way I say you should split the money because it's the team's uniform, but the number and the name is the guy that's made it famous.
Uh-huh.
Why should the NCAA get a cut if, say, Nick, to your point, if Zion Williamson does a T-shirt that's got him dunking with a blown-out shoe? Yep. Duke didn't do that. Duke didn't have anything to do with that.
Nope.
He created that whole phenomenon by what happened with that shoe, so he should profit from it, not the university and not the NCAA.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like you've got this old-school mentality with the NCAA, and they're just pissed that they're like, well, it lessens the amateur status or amateur athletes. Dude, no one – you're the only people that really care about that. They're trying to out here – the NCAA is out here trying to sell the American people a bill of goods saying, well, but people like the fact that they're amateur and they don't get paid. No, they're not. They like the fact that it's good football. They like the fact that it's good basketball. That's all that the fans really care about, I feel like. Are there a few old, you know, 70-something men out there? That's not how it was in my day. Oh, I'm sure there are.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, if it doesn't affect the product on the field, I don't think fans are going to care that Zion Williamson got a shoe deal with Nike while he played his 1 year in college.
Now, the only other argument to Nick's point is that the reason why the football, the basketball are getting those opportunities and building those the imagery and the marketability and all that stuff is because the TV deals now for those two major sports in college make sure that every game is visible. In most cases, you're seen across the country if you're playing in any kind of a big conference, you know, Power 5 conference. And they're going to say, well, without our hype machine with the TV broadcasts and all of the different coverage, you wouldn't have the same. But because of the internet
really?
And social media.
A lot of guys went from high school to the pros in basketball, and there would be guys in football doing the same damn thing.
Well, it's a one and done in college.
And baseball. So, but I'm saying, you can't say that these kids wouldn't be able to earn a living off their likeness.
I'm looking at both sides.
There are stars in high school.
Here's what the NCAA is going to say. They're going to say, without our TV deals, which we're shelling, which we're making in order to put your games on TV and make sure you're seen, we should get a cut. Well, but they're not even saying a cut. They like controlling all of it. Let's be real.
That's just it. $0. We'll come back to it. I want to talk a little bit about money for the people too, guys. If you haven't downloaded GetUpside yet, boy, you are wasting money. You really are. And look, I was thinking about this the other day. the holidays are around the corner, and you're going to have to start spending money on gifts and the family and food and all those other things. Hey, why not get started now with GetUpside and start getting some of this cash back that you're already spending when you go and fill up the tank on the car or the wife's car or the kid's car, or when you stop and buy burgers for the family on the way home, or you go and grab yourself a chicken sandwich during lunch. You could be getting cash back for those purchases now. And I'm not just talking about a couple pennies here or there. I'm talking legitimate money. I'll give you an example. Jake Asman used my promo code Barry when he installed GetUpside. He got $7 back on his first fill-up. That's legitimate money. If someone walked up to you while you're pumping gas and said, hey, Bob, hey, Sally, here's $7 back. Would you take it? Heck yes, you would. That's free money. Nobody's passing up free money. But you're passing up free money if you're not using GetUpside. Don't do that. Do yourself a favor right now and install it on your phone. It's completely free. And here's the best part. If you don't like it, if it's not working for you, if it's something that you're not into, just don't use it. You can uninstall it. You're not locked into absolutely, you're locked into nothing whatsoever. You just install it and start getting money back. And if it's not your thing, I get it. It's not your thing, but at least you tried it. But if you're not trying it, you're wasting money. So do yourself a favor right now. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second half of the show starts right now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's Tuesday, and we were getting into this back and forth going on between the NCAA, the state of California, in which California passed a bill that's going to allow their amateur athletes to profit from their likeness and their signature and such. The NCAA is staunchly against this. I mean, let's be honest. You got to believe this is just the first state that now, and especially when you start thinking about Florida and Texas. I don't know that a lot of people have said they don't think Texas would ever do something like this.
Which is something that you have to bring up, too, because that was something that they alluded to in the tweet that you put in the link in the rundown, is that it's going to be very difficult to make it fair if every state is doing their own legislation and making the same rules and a level playing field over the course of over 1,100 campuses all over the country. That's hard to make that fair, so there's a lot. Well, there's a lot to look into.
I love that everybody's argument against this is, well, but, you know, you can't hang it. There's a booster at Alabama offering more money to a player than a booster at, Vanderbilt can pay for. So the good players aren't going to want to go to those other teams. You think that's already happening?
Yeah, it is.
That's already happening, whether the boosters are giving them money under the table or kids are choosing to go to schools that have better TV deals or more clout or better coaching.
Whether you're Cam this Newton, about, who admitted it.
Yeah.
250,000. Reggie Bush. Whether it goes to your family or you.
That's the part
under
where
the table
is saying,
or over the table, they're getting it.
It's already happening. All this is saying is that this kid, remember the Johnny Manziel thing where he got in trouble for making money off his autograph?
Yep.
He wouldn't have gotten in trouble
if
this bill would pass wherever he was at. Would not have gotten in trouble for that. Now, the question's going to be, the interesting thing about this is, what about teams that travel to California?
Here's the thing.
U of H goes to play UCLA in Cali, can they go to an autograph signing and make money on that while they're there?
It's a good question. It should make it legal simply because this, the way the taxes work, and I've told you guys this before, for every day that we worked when we were in the NBA and say we played the Lakers and the Kings and the Warriors and we were there 6 days, we were taxed for 6 days of being employees of the state of California. So that's interesting. That's an interesting point.
When I have to pay taxes when I work Oklahoma or when I work Kansas, I have to pay state income tax.
Those states suck.
So that's an interesting point. The other thing that came up when this was initially being proposed as a bill was that the NCAA, to your point, was going to say, you know what? Then all those schools are going to be banned from participating in NCAA athletics. Now they got to create their own competition by just playing State of California college seasons. They're going to just play, UCLA is going to play USC and Stanford and teams like that. But they're not going to play the other schools because they're not going to be sanctioned by the NCAA. That was their first line of defense. The NCAA said that. So, again, you're going to see this thing continue to grow with each state going, well, then we should do it too. Because the fact of the matter is, when you said, hey, the most important thing is the product. It's got to be a quality product that people want to see with, you know, competitive games and great athletes. Well, if Texas and Florida feel like they're getting screwed because all the really good players now are all going to go to California so that they can get paid, then the level of play and the quality of the product goes down. There's a red light that goes, now that's a problem. Now we got to do something to combat that. So then they're going to start looking at it too.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you're going to find out is your March Madness, controlled by the NCAA, is really going to be the tournament in California, and the winner plays the tournament in Texas, and all the winners of the different...
Well, they're talking about not letting teams from California participate in the postseason in football.
That's what I mean. So essentially, they're going to create their own, quote-unquote, college tournament.
Yeah, well, yeah, because the problem is going to be if all the talent is in California, because that's where the pay is, because it's legal to get paid off of your likeness and your image, then the NCAA tournament is going to start taking a backseat to state tournaments.
Absolutely.
Where all the stars are playing. The thing that baffles me about all this, and I know we got to get to these calls because a lot of people want to get in on this, and rightfully so. It's a hot topic. The thing that I'm baffled by is that we have the audacity to tell a grown adult that can vote for the president and fight for this country that they can't make money off the likeness of their image or their signature or who they are. That's wild to me. And so somebody texted the show and said, my wife got a scholarship to UHD, and she was she had a scholarship, but she had a job. She worked the bookstore. She made money. She's a doctor now. But an athlete can't get a job if they get a scholarship.
That's right.
What's the difference? Why is that? And nobody, the UHD isn't making money off of that lady working in the bookstore. They're paying her. But in the case of the athletes, they're making millions of dollars off of their performance. And in the case of some sports, their risk of injury on the football field. I don't understand. Why is there a different set of rules for these athletes? If these athletes can make money on their autograph or taking a picture or endorsing a car dealership, I don't see why the NCAA cares, because it is literally not taking a single dime out of their pocket.
There's no doubt. We'll get to these calls first.
Yeah, let's do who's been holding a while. Tyler's been holding for a while. Tyler wants to talk about it. Tyler, what's up, man?
What up, everybody? Hey, yeah, I just wanted to touch on this, man. It's about time this has happened. Mm-hmm. I want the players to get paid. I know that's a sticky situation. You got to deal with how exactly that's all going to happen. But you let the players use their likeness. Now, I know you mentioned the golfer and the tennis player. It's all about marketability. You know, let's say you're the best player from your hometown and you go to Texas to play. If you come back home, you know, do some sort, you can be available for some sort of a booking or anything like that, or represent the golf course down the street. You know, so just know where you can market yourself and know who might be interested, you know. And then not only that, if athletes can use their likeness in California, I'm sure Florida, Texas, Alabama, you know, is going to follow because of the lobbyists and the money that is involved. I mean, that's a whole nother, you know, topic, but I mean, the money involved is crazy. So, you know, these schools aren't going to lose out on top blue chip prospects just because California is the only school that's allowing you to get paid now for your likeness. Now, what you said about the NCAA coming back out, that's very, very possible. And halfway through, you know, three or four teams start pushing the dominoes and everything starts falling in place, you know, I think it'll be a pretty solid system. But until then, the NCAA can't fight it. They gotta embrace it and want these kids to get paid and even offer some sort of course to, you know, how to market yourself or how to manage your money or anything like that. You know, help them instead of going against the grain. Embrace it. But all right, man, y'all take it easy.
Appreciate it.
All right, do we have time for Troy, or do we need to get him on the other side, Nick? Probably go to break.
We can do it right now if you want.
Okay. Troy wants to talk about the NCAA thing. Troy, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Y'all kind of addressed it, but I was going to say the schools could just pull out the California schools just start their own leagues. I was trying to get the HBCUs to do this several years ago to get them back strong. You just let the players make money off their own names, then they can rebuild themselves since they wasn't in Division AA. Why don't more double 2A or 3A schools do this? Because what does the NCAA actually give schools to participate in the NCAA other than the tournaments? That was my real question, is what do the NCAA do? Because they're not like a federal organization, right? So what do they actually give the schools to participate in NCAA?
Yeah, Troy, it's a good question. Appreciate the call. One of the big things that some of the non-Power 5 schools and Division 2As, you'll see, it's not 2A anymore, right? It's
it's 1AA. They have a name for it.
Yeah, it's the
It's football. The bowl something.
Right, but a lot of times they'll get to play the Alabamas or Michigans, and like Joel said a while back, that could set up their athletic department for the year in one of those games. So the fact that they'll make money off of that game and those games by playing somebody that's in a Power 5 conference, that's a lot of money to the school. Now, so that's why it matters.
To Troy's point, though, like the teams that play in the NCAA, they get paid per round. The university will get money. It's just not nearly what the NCAA is raking in for just the total ticket sales and everything, revenue from the tournament. So, all right, we'll continue to roll on. It's a good topic, and we've got people on both sides of it as we get texts, tweets, and phone calls, and we'll continue to take all three. So if you want to be a suspect and join the show, 713-780-3776 for texts and calls, or hit us up on Twitter. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Throughout number two, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride. And of course, if you're ever out of state, going somewhere, worried about missing a show for any reason, and you want to make sure you take us with you, ESPN975.com has the step-by-step instructions on how you can download the app and then take us with you everywhere and anywhere you go. And while you're on ESPN975.com, you can click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects on the top of the front page and see all the different things you may have missed if you were out and about doing some work today. And you can catch up on them right there with the hours.
I'm surprised at how many people on the thread about my lawn are saying, well, this is why you should do it yourself. They either don't hire a lawn service. No, they're saying this is why you don't hire a lawn service. And I'm like, I didn't hire. You think I pay for that?
Yeah, I mean, everybody that listens to the show knows Barry would get upset.
Yeah.
It was blasphemy that Nick and I said you should pay someone to do your lawn.
It's ridiculous. It's just me and Baker Mayfield are the only men left that mow our own yards. The only real men. What did he say? A real man should mow his own yard.
Yeah.
You guys aren't real men.
Then the groundskeeper came by and dug holes right in the middle of the midfield stripe.
Ugh, God, that made me sick. All right.
I'm curious, Tremaine, former athlete, wants to get in on this discussion. What's up, man?
I was an athlete at U of H. I won USA Juniors in the 200 my freshman year. I got a scholarship. Got paid a stipend check every month, which was for them to put me on a poster with a plastered around college, and on top of getting tuition fees and books. So athletes, especially scholarship athletes, get paid money to participate in whatever sport they're in at that school. I knew a football player who was getting paid like $1,000 to $1,500 every month on top of his tuition fees and books.
For what? For using his likeness?
For using his likeness for just him being an athlete at the school. My big brother, he was offered $1,200 a month from A&M to play middle linebacker just to sign with them.
Was that all legal?
Yeah, it's all legal. It's called a stipend check.
Yeah, but you go into the athletic office every month,
they cut you a check.
But that's for like expenses on campus and stuff. That's just like when you travel and you're comfortable.
No, even if you stay off campus. Right. I stayed at home with my mom.
Yeah, but you still, but that's for the expenses of being an athlete at the school. That's not getting paid per se. What the point of this bill is, Tremaine, is that you, if you wanted to go down to an autograph session and charge people $100 an autograph to sign your name on a photo of you, you could do that now, where right now it's not allowed by the rules of the NCAA. And that's what this bill is about.
I understand that point, but I got to go out to Canada with the USA team. A little kid walked up to me and asked me for my autograph. He wanted me to sign some USA gear. I didn't want no compensation for that because it made me just feel like humble.
Right. But at the same time, if TriStar were to come up to you and say, hey, man, you're one of the best track athletes in the South. We want to do an autograph signing. You'll get $100. We're going to keep 50. You're going to keep 100 for every person that wants to get your autograph. You wouldn't do that?
No, I would tell them no. It's just like an actor or actress or something who just going to take pictures with any fan of theirs.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about endorsement deals. What if ASICS said, hey, we have these new tracks?
Endorsement deal is totally different, true.
That's what TriStar would be. It's basically an endorsement deal where you're getting paid to sign pictures of yourself for fans that want to pay for it, right? Or you're getting ASICS says, hey, we've got these new track shoes, these new cleats that we want you to endorse, that we want to take pictures of you running in, and we're going to give you $5,000 to be able to use you in our marketing. You can't do that.
But well, then that would take away their scholarship.
Right.
No, but this bill also says you don't lose your scholarship.
In the NCAA. But here's the thing, Tremaine, here's the other part of this, to what Barry's point was saying too. If you signed all the, say there was all these posters you were talking about there around campus, and then the university said you got to sign all of them. And then you signed all of them and they put them in the bookstore and they sold them all for $10 or $15 a piece. And then they took all that money and they kept it. Isn't that going to piss
hypothetical,
you off?
But they wouldn't do that. Hypothetical, right. I can see what you're saying, but they never did that. They wouldn't do that.
It's the same way as saying, okay, so you're the number one running back at U of H, and you're a Heisman Trophy candidate, and they are going to put your jersey with your name on the back of it and your number, and they're going to put it in the bookstore, and they're going to sell it, and they're going to make $1 million in overall sales. You don't get a penny of that. But do you think that?
Well, no. I got to get my cut because I'm a truck driver now. I got to get my percentage.
Now, yeah.
Hey, we appreciate the call, Trevay. Justin wants to talk about this as well. What's up, Justin?
This morning, I can't remember if it was John or Lance. Do you really? And I'm with you on this because I miss the NCAA on EA Sports.
That's the only reason I'm glad this is happening.
Lance and John said that one of them said that it'll never happen because the players are going to want to get paid for them being on the video game, and you know either the game people or the NCAA or whoever won't pay all those players because there's too many players to pay. So I don't think get your opinion on that.
That's not true because I think it's the same thing with the NFL. I know they have the NFLPA, the licensing that goes through the NFL Players Association. There could be something like that where everybody would get a certain amount from the video game.
Well, we had the former Rice kicker.
But that was a settlement.
That's why the video game had to go away,
too. That was a settlement. You don't think that the third string running back for the Texans isn't going to get a cut if he's in Madden? Sure he is. He's going to get an amount, but it's all divvied out by the NFLPA, so you'll have something like that
established. It's part of the collective bargaining agreement. For the NCAA. I remember when the Rockets were hot and they were coming off the two championships, and Matt Maloney said that all of a sudden one day, you know, every so often, one day you show up in your locker and there's a check in there because you're getting your benefit check based on all of the merchandise and player likeness things that the NCAA that the NBA sold during the course of the year. It's part of the agreement. So to Barry's point, the third string, everybody on an NFL roster gets part of that.
Yeah.
And that would be the same thing from what you get for your own personal.
You may not see all 116 teams. You may only see Power 5 conferences, but really who's playing with anybody from UH?
That's why I didn't say a word. I thought Nick was going to react, but I'm not. A
couple of texts, and then let's just get to Tony. I don't want to ruin the momentum here. And
what's up, Tony?
Hello?
Go ahead, man.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I want to bring up two points. Okay. Now, if an athlete wears a jersey, wears the team jersey, then the school should get some of that because you're using the school's image or their representation in order to make money. I get that. Okay, I'm going to say something that may be controversial to a lot of people, but if you look at it right now, if you look at slavery, for instance, I know that's probably controversial, but look at it. If a slave worked on a plantation, he was given a place to stay and food and whatever he needed, but he wasn't paid. So that's basically what the athletes are doing right now, and that's the wrong part. So if an athlete is, if he wants to go outside and do something outside of the university without wearing his jersey or whatever that doesn't represent the school, and say, for instance, he's on a commercial and it just says college quarterback, whatever, or college running back, he should be able to do that and get paid, and the university shouldn't get anything from that.
All right. Appreciate the call, Tony. A lot of people are texting us saying, you know, if you get paid, you shouldn't get a scholarship. Why? You're still, the scholarship is to put your body on the line and risk health, your health, to go out and play football or to go out and perform on the field or the court. That's what the scholarship
is
for.
That's where we started this discussion.
This whole point is it has nothing to do with the NCAA. Signing an autograph doesn't take any money out of the NCAA's pocket. It has nothing to do with them and everything to do with you as an athlete and your likeness. You got to keep them separate.
That's how I started the whole discussion. I said, look, for people saying, well, you are getting paid because you're getting a scholarship, you know what you're getting in return for that? You're getting my performance on the field representing your university as an athlete. That's the deal. It's done, okay, at that point. And then you get into what you said, Barry, which is your own likeness, your own autograph. And because what he said was exactly what we said, too, which was if you're going to use the university's uniforms, colors, helmets, jerseys, etc., then they're part of the reason why they're buying that, so they get a piece of that. But they shouldn't get a piece of what's just you.
Mm-mm. But somebody said that the NCAA, once they're able to get a cut of that, then they'll be on board. Once, if they can say, oh, yeah, you know what? As athletes, you can go out and sign autographs and get paid, but we get 10% or we get 20%, that's when the NCAA will be on board.
I don't see how
And that's my point.
I don't think they'll take that
The only reason they're
amount,
pissed
though.
Is that they're greedy. That's the only reason they're mad is this is rocking their boat, the status quo, this good old boy network in the NCAA. That's the problem.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing you got to be greedy about is going over to Tight End Sports Bar and Grill over on 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City, right there on 45. Right there by the Best Buy, Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. If you want to drink, you want to watch sports, you want to enjoy your time with your buds, you got to go to Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. Some of the most beautiful waitresses are serving you cold beer. There's great beer specials throughout the week. They also have a full bar. Today is Tuesday. It's Tito's Tuesdays, $5 on all Tito's. So it's not just beer. They have amazing beer. They have a full bar. They have beautiful girls serving you food. And guess what? They actually have good food. It's a made-from-scratch kitchen. Today is Tuesday. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Chicken Alfredo Day. You can only get Chicken Alfredo on Wednesday. Some of the beautiful waitresses were able to bring some of that to the station to Joel, Barry, and I not too long ago. Joel and Barry had the quesadillas. I enjoyed the Chicken Alfredo. They have an absolutely amazing menu. Everything made from scratch. Nothing is frozen. And guess what? You get beautiful women to serve you that food. So why not go to Tight End Sports Bar and Grill, 2502 Gulf Freeway. 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City, right there on 45, next to the Best Buy. And when I say food, like I said, everything is made from scratch. Today is Chicken Alfredo. There's a Thirsty Thursday. And do not forget, I mean, do not forget Lingerie Friday. All the girls are in lingerie. A live DJ on Friday as well. They're usually open later on Friday nights and Saturday nights. So those are the two good nights to go to. But they've got specials throughout the week. You can even try their Hail Mary wings. I've had that as well. So there's a bunch to try at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. And you can only do that watching your favorite sports on 45, 2502 Gulf Freeway, right next to Best Buy. Go out there and check it out. I'm usually there once a month. I never miss my opportunity to go. Tight End Sports Bar and Grill, 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City. Go check it out.
ESPN 98.5.